the war is ending last night, saying it was peace with honor. He said the agreement was initialed by Henry Kissinger and an Annesley Ducteau yesterday in Paris and be signed formally on Saturday. The ceasefire will take effect at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time Saturday, and U.S. troops and prisoners will be home by the end of March. There are 23,700 American troops still in South Vietnam. At the high point of involvement in April of 1969, there were 543,000 U.S. servicemen on duty in the country. Nixon started withdrawing troops on June 8th of 1969, and according to the ceasefire, the last military man leaves by March 28th of this year. It has been a lengthy war, a war where the issues were not clear-cut, a war that divided the nation and divided some families. The bitterness will not disappear quickly. The Viet Cong said today it will strictly observe the Vietnam ceasefire accord. A Viet Cong spokesman said the Cong hopes all four parties to the agreement, North and South Vietnam, the U.S., and the Viet Cong, do the same. The spokesman said this is a great victory for the Vietnamese people, the American people, and for all the forces of justice in the entire world. Former President Lyndon Johnson returns to Washington today, his return in death. All of Johnson's visits to the nation's capital since he left the presidency have been relatively private, but today his body will lie in state in the Capitol, where he spent years as a congressman, senator, and vice president before moving into the White House. Thousands of persons will pass by his casket in the Capitol Rotunda, grieving the president who left office because of public disfavor with his actions in Vietnam. Spokesmen of three anti-war groups say Vietnam peace agreement offers no guarantee of a lasting peace throughout Indochina. The national coordinator of the National Peace Action Coalition says the anti-war movement will continue to struggle to get the U.S. entirely out of Southeast Asia. He says nothing short of that will guarantee a lasting peace. John Steinberg, member of the People's Coalition for Peace and Justice, welcomed the signing of the agreement as being a great step toward peace. But he said his people don't think the war will end with the Paris Agreement any more than it did in 1954 with the signing of the Geneva Accords. A study released by the Conference Board shows consumer optimism has picked up considerably since the presidential election last November. The survey was made by National Family Opinion, which interviewed 10,000 families for the Independent Business Research Bureau. It showed fewer people are complaining about times being hard. 33% of those questioned said November business conditions were good. Finally, the fifth largest auto insurer in the country has called for mandatory use of seat belts into a passive restraint system such as airbags is universally used. President John Fisher of Nationwide Mutual says it's truly unfortunate that far too few people make use of seat belts. This is Phil Cook, KEXL.
I'm so tired, I haven't slept a wink. I'm so tired, my mind is on the blink.